Sam? Hi. Just to say I'm on my way. Yeah. I should be there in about an hour. Oh, that'd be great. All right. We'll catch up on the news later. It'll be good to talk to someone over 12 years of age for a change. Oh, me too. See you soon. Bye for now.
Van alweer privatisatie.
Last Refrain by Jill Higham, with Tracy Wiles as Lara, Ben Crowe as Sam, John Turner as Aidan, Elizabeth Bell as Judith, and Mary Wimbush as Mrs. Osborne.
Lara.
Oh, Sam.
I came as soon as I could.
I gave them your name. I didn't want to worry Mum. You haven't told her, have you?
No.
Oh, she'd only flap.
How are you feeling?
Oh, not exactly ace.
Nothing's broken, though?
No, just whiplash and bruises everywhere.
Oh, poor love.
Well, I was lucky. The car's a complete write-off.
What happened?
Search me. One minute I was driving along. Next thing I knew, I was in the ambulance.
There was no other car involved?
Nothing. Not so much as a hedgehog. A farmhand saw it happen.
You must have nodded off.
I wasn't feeling tired. I just phoned you. Then I switched on the radio. Well, my mind must have wandered. I can't remember anything.
Well, the main thing is you're safe. You might have been killed.
So, when will she be out of hospital?
Tomorrow, I hope. They're keeping her in overnight in case of concussion.
I will give her our love. You must come over for a meal before we move.
I didn't know you were moving.
Yeah, we're looking for a bigger place. In the country. Mel's pregnant again.
Already? Well, that'll be three
kids under three. Don't tell me.
And you the school misogynist.
I know. Funny. We had you lined up as the family man.
I get enough of kids at school.
Still, isn't it time you and Lara got a move on? The big 3-0 looms.
Don't remind me. Dave?
Hmm?
Have you put your house on the market yet?
Oh, it's good to be home. Oh, thanks for fetching me, Sam.
No trouble. There's a message on your answer phone.
No prizes for guessing who that is.
Lara? Are you there, dear? I tried you yesterday. I wanted to make sure you got back safely.
Oh, little does she know.
Did you take some winter woolies?
She still treats me as if I'm about five.
We can arrange a weekend for you to come down. And why not bring Sam with you again? I did like him. I do hope everything...
I'll spare your blushes.
Shame. I was rather enjoying it.
I suspect she has you lined up as a prospective son-in-law.
You can tell her it's not through lack of asking. Come here.
Now, careful of my bruises.
I've missed you.
Me too.
Can I stay the night?
Well, I won't be good for much.
I just want to be close to you. I love you, Lara.
I love you too.
Then why don't we move in together?
Oh, Sam, we've been through this before.
It's ridiculous having two flats when we spend most of our time together anyway.
We said we'd wait.
We have waited for nearly a year. Listen, I saw Dave at the gym last night. Mel's expecting another baby.
You're joking.
And they've decided to move to the country, which means they're putting their place on the market.
So?
You've always coveted that house, haven't you?
I like it, yes.
If we both sold our flats, we could afford to buy it.
But I don't want
It's time we got a place of our own. Thought about starting a family. Let's go for it, Lara.
I'm sorry, but I'm just not ready yet.
Ready for what? You say you love me.
I do.
We get on well. We're good in every way, aren't we?
Yes, but
well, then, for God's sake, what is it that's holding you back?
I don't know. Look, need we talk about it now? I'm still feeling a bit groggy.
Laura! Wake up! Wake up! Laura! It's all right, it's all right. I'm here, it's only a dream. Shh.
I bet you wish you'd stayed at home now.
Was it the crash you were dreaming about?
Yes. It was the same dream I had in hospital. I woke the entire ward. I'm driving along, and suddenly I have this feeling.
What sort of feeling?
Well, fear. Dread. As if I'm staring into a dark pit. Only I can't see what's inside it. And then, well, there was something else.
What?
Something I heard.
Outside the car?
No. Inside. All around me.
Something you heard on the radio, perhaps. What were you listening to?
I think it was a song.
What song?
I don't know. If I did, I might know why I crashed the car.
Right now, I want you to listen to this tape.
What is it?
It's part of a request program that was going out at the time you crashed. The others were all talk programs.
But how did you get that?
I'm not just a set of rippling muscles, you know. You said you turned on the car radio just after you phoned me, and that was around 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
I went through the radio listings to see what music programs were on at that time. Then I got in touch with a friend of my brother's who's a sound engineer in radio.
You went to all that trouble.
Now listen and see if anything rings a bell.
Well, it certainly wasn't that. And I'd be more likely to throw up than crash the car.
Okay, let's move on.
No.
We have an unusual request from Mrs. Dorothy Talbot of Godalming, Surrey, who asks for an old lullaby that her French nurse used to sing to her as a child. Oh, ma petite.
No, it won't be that.
No, wait. Oh, God. Stop it. Turn it off.
So that was it. A French lullaby.
But why? Why?
I was beginning to wonder what had happened to you.
I'm sorry, there were roadworks all the way down.
Oh, how are you? Isn't that a new car?
It's Sam's. Mine's in for a service.
Oh, then you haven't fallen out with him?
Of course not.
When you said you weren't bringing him, I did wonder.
No. I just wanted to see you on your own.
Now, I want to hear all your news.
And me yours. Oh, but first, before I forget, there's something I wanted to ask you about.
What's that?
Well, when I was little, did you used to sing to me?
What an extraordinary question. Of course I did. We were always singing nursery rhymes together.
Yeah, but did you ever sing me a French lullaby?
Oh, I doubt it. Languages were never my strong point.
Are you sure?
Well, I suppose I might have sung Frère Jacques.
No, no, it wasn't that. It went something like this. Oh, ma petite, tu ne sais combien j'aime tes joliesses, tes colliers d'or qui brillent.
Well, doesn't ring any bells. Are you cold?
What?
You shivered. Shall I turn the heater on?
No, I'm fine. Could anyone else have sung it to me?
Well, you were seldom with anyone else. Why do you want to know?
Oh, I heard it on the radio. I had this odd feeling I knew it from somewhere.
Oh, perhaps it was something you learnt at infant school. They used to teach you little songs there.
No, further back than that. When I was a baby in Devon, perhaps.
Not that I know of. Now, tell me about the summer school. Did you have a good batch of children this
year? You're changing the subject, Mum.
Well, there's nothing more to be said.
As you always do when I talk about those days.
What?
You do, you know.
Oh, don't be silly.
And Dad was the same. He always clamped up when I mentioned Devon.
Rubbish. Where on earth did you get that idea from? Now, I must go and put the vegetables on.
No, wait. Was I adopted?
Adopted? Good heavens, no.
Do you promise?
Of course. Why on earth should you think that?
I just... Look, I've always felt there was something you were keeping from me.
Well, I know you've got a vivid imagination, but adopted? And how do you suppose you came by that mop of red hair and your father's stubbornness?
Oh, yes. Oh, it was ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Ah, silly girl. Now, I must go and see to the lunch or it'll be spoiled.
That was a delicious meal. All my favourite things.
Well, if I can't spoil you once in a while.
Mum, tell me about the time we spent in Devon.
Well, there's nothing to tell. We were only there 2 years.
Dad worked in Exeter, did he?
Yes. Oh, there's more tea towels in the drawer.
And where did we live?
We rented a cottage in a village on Dartmoor.
Was it a happy time?
Of course. I have my beautiful baby.
Then why do you never talk about it? Did something happen when I was a baby?
I really don't think there's
anything... It did, didn't it? Please, Mum, tell me.
Very well. We'd better sit down. I would have told you before, but you didn't seem to remember anything about it. And
about what?
When we were living on Dartmoor, when you were about 18 months old, you disappeared.
How do you mean?
I left you playing in the sandpit one morning, out in the garden, and someone took you away.
You mean abducted me?
Yes. I was in the kitchen. When I went out to fetch you, you'd gone. It was a nightmare. Police, searches, endless questioning, appeals put out. But no one came forward. We imagined all sorts of horrors. I don't think we slept the entire time. And then, 6 days later, you turned up again.
Where?
In the local hospital. Just wandering about in a corridor, right as rain. It was a miracle. Whoever took you must have left you there. Probably frightened of all the publicity. You were unharmed and had obviously been well fed and cared for. The police questioned you, in as far as anyone can question a child of that age, but you appeared to have no memory of what had happened.
But you mean I'd blocked it out?
Apparently that can happen in such circumstances.
And they never found the woman?
No. Soon after, your father was offered the job in Kent, and we left Devon.
You should have told me.
There seemed no point in raking up the past.
So it appears I lost 6 days of my life.
And it accounts for your mother being so protective. No wonder she wouldn't let you out of her sight.
And it explains the feeling I've always had that, well, that something was missing. Something that made me...
run away from the future?
Well, how can you plan a future when you don't know your past?
Well, at least the mystery's solved now.
Well, only part of it. I don't know who the woman was. What made her do it? What happened to me during those days? And I want to find out, Sam.
Well, how can you? It happened 25 years ago. If the police couldn't solve the mystery then, what possible chance would you have now?
Well, I have a clue now, haven't I? The lullaby. Why don't we go down there, Sam?
To Devon?
Well, there's another fortnight till term starts. We could poke about a bit.
But we've things planned. We're supposed to be going to the Dawsons for the weekend.
Oh, we can put it off.
Oh, we've tickets for the National.
Oh, we can give them to someone else. I need to go back. But even if we don't find out anything, well, it'll be a holiday, won't it?
What did you tell your mother?
The truth. More or less. That we're taking a short break before term starts. I didn't say where. I don't think she'd approve of me probing into the past.
I'm not so sure I do.
Well, you didn't have to come.
Don't think I'd let you go wandering round Dartmoor on your own. Haven't you heard? It's full of escaped convicts and will-o'-the-wisps and ghosts of the dunes.
That was Exmoor.
Quite apart from crazed French baby snatchers. Not that she need have been French, mind.
Well, it's somewhere to start. Well, how many English women would know an obscure French lullaby? And there can't have been that many French women living in that part of Devon 25 years ago.
She might not have lived there. She might have been passing through.
I wonder what sort of person steals another woman's baby.
It's usually someone who's lost a baby of her own or who can't have children.
Must be awful. Wanting a child that desperately.
Ah, there's the sign now. To the west. Pretty spectacular, isn't it? More rugged than the other side.
It's all those rocks. Something bleak about it, even at this time of year.
No wonder your father preferred Eastbourne.
Can we stop for a moment?
Sure. Evil-looking birds. Probably seen a dead sheep. Let's see. We must be about here. That'll be Yestor, and that must be High Wilhays beyond.
What about that one over there, with the shadow across it?
Difficult to say. There's so many marked here. Wild Tor, Hound Tor, Oak Tor. Could be Grey Tor.
Grey Tor.
It's well named. Should we get out and stretch our legs? We can walk up the stream a bit.
No. I'd sooner go on. I'd like to see the house we used to live in. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. I wonder if you could tell us how to get to Belston.
I think we must have missed the sign.
That's easily done. You want to follow the road up past the church. After about half a mile, you'll see a farm. Just beyond that, there's a turning on the right marked Skay Valley. Oh. Belston's up the top.
Thank you.
May I have a jar of that honey while we're here?
Certainly. That'll be £2.70.
Thanks.
Touring, are you?
Oh, yes. My family used to live in Belston. We thought we'd look at the house.
Which house is that?
It's called Rowan Cottage.
Can't place it offhand. 30p change.
Well, thank you for help.
You're yes. Welcome. Rowan Cottage.
Yes, that's it. There's a sign.
And there's a rowan tree in the garden to prove it. Look.
Oh. That's where I must have been when I was taken away.
Can't have been too difficult. Deserted lane, end cottage, and open to the moor at the back.
Mum said she left me playing in a sandpit.
Must have rotted away long since.
Hello there. Can I help you?
Of course we only use it as a weekend cottage. We have a house in Exeter too. My husband works there. You'll have a cup of tea, won't you?
Oh, that's very kind.
Thank you.
I'll put the kettle on. Oh, feel free to browse around.
Oh, how strange to think I lived here once.
Does it seem at all familiar?
Not really.
Don't suppose it had that wallpaper then? All those frightful windows? Besides, you were only a baby.
Well, I was nearly two. You'd think I'd remember something.
Here's another. Missing baby search continues. There is still no news of baby Lara Holden, who disappeared from her home on Wednesday. Her mother, Marjorie Holden, 26, broke down as she pleaded with the abductor to return her baby.
Oh, poor Mum. It must have been dreadful.
Well, there's a photo of you with her.
Oh, she looks so young.
Inspector Gates, who is in charge of the investigation, said this morning, although we cannot write off foul play, we are still hoping that Lara will be found safe and well.
He's the person we need to talk to.
Inspector Gates? I'm afraid that's not possible. He's been dead near on 6 years.
Is there anyone else who might have been here at that time?
Oh, no, sir. I've been here the longest, and that's only since 87.
Well, thank you for your time, Sergeant.
Sorry I couldn't help, but 25 years is going back a way.
Oh, you wouldn't happen to know of any French people who live in this area?
French? Not as I can think of. There's a Polish family over at South Taunton.
Well, thanks anyway.
And now, wait a bit. There's old Mrs. Osborne. But we don't count her as French. She speaks English good as what I do.
I met Robert during the war. He was shot down by the Germans, and my family hid him while he recovered. We became close. He said he would come back and fetch me when the war was over, and he did.
And brought you back here to Havercombe?
Yes. He worked locally, and I obtained a job teaching French at the girls' school. French and music.
Oh, I noticed the piano.
Oh, I still play it each day. Not as well as I used to. Touch of arthritis, but I must not grumble. At my age, one is lucky still to have one's faculties, as well as a wonderful family.
Oh, I can see that from the photographs.
Oh, yes, I have 4 daughters, 10 granddaughters, and 1 great-grandson. I am sorry Robert couldn't live to see him, a boy at last, but I must not start on about my family. Now, do you have children?
Oh, no. We're not married.
Not yet.
No, young people don't always let that bother them these days. Well, I am sorry I cannot be of use to you. I would certainly have known any French people in the area. I see you are looking at my songbooks.
What a wonderful collection. Oh,
dust collectors, my daughters call them.
I suppose you wouldn't have a book of French lullabies.
Oh, several which include them. Were you looking for any in particular?
Yes, a song called Oh Ma Petite.
I do not know it offhand, but it should be in here. Chants et berceuses populaires. It has songs from all the different regions. Ah, yes, here we are. Oh Ma Petite, or Oh Chucharella. It is, of Corsican origin.
Oh Chucharella.
It has both versions here.
Could you sing it for me?
Lara?
Yes, of course.
In Corsican?
Ah, well, I will try. But I warn you, it will not be very expert. Oh, Chucharilla, non sai che tu ti adoro. Le tue bellezze, le tue collane. Poor child, now, what is the matter?
Sorry. Cream tea, sir?
No, thanks. Just a pot of tea for two. How are you feeling?
Okay. I'm sorry I made such a fool of myself. She must have thought I was off my rocker.
She couldn't have been nicer.
It was hearing it sung like that, in Corsican. That was how it was, I'm sure. And there was a sort of creaking sound, too, in the dream. Oh, why can't I remember?
I'm beginning to think we should call it a day.
Oh, we can't.
Well, look what it's doing to you.
Well, not knowing would be worse.
So where do we go from here?
There must be someone else we can try.
I suppose we could contact the local rag. If they put out an appeal, perhaps.
No, if whoever it is still lives round here. Well, we don't know her circumstances. I wouldn't want to... After all, she didn't harm me.
Oh, no. She's only driven you half out of your mind. We'll think of something.
Yes. Let's forget about it for now. We'll have a look round the town after tea.
Right. According to the guidebook, the church is worth seeing.
And just inside the door here, you can see the remains of a stoop.
Oh, yes.
Broken by Henry VIII's anti-papist wreckers.
And the door itself is Norman, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. It was blocked up for years. And the porch, as you can see, is of yet another period.
Well, we mustn't take up any more of your time, Vicar.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. I'm only sorry I couldn't help you over the matter of the French lady. Old Mrs. Osborne sprung to mind at once, but you say you've already spoken to her.
Yes.
Well, if she can't help you, I doubt anyone can. She knows everyone around here. I taught most of them, too. A remarkable person. She still plays the organ, you know, for morning service, and takes the little folk for Sunday school.
Amazing. Well, we'd better be off.
Yes, of course. Don't let me keep you. Now, if anything occurs to me, anything pertinent, I'll contact you at once, never fear.
That's the 6th and 7th. Right, we'll look forward to seeing you then. No problem. Sorry to keep you.
Our key, please. Room 17.
Oh, there's someone asking for you. She's waiting in the lounge.
Mrs. Osborne.
Hello.
I hope you're feeling better now, my dear.
Yes, thank you.
I called in on the off chance. The receptionist said you were due back for dinner, so I thought I'd wait. And I think I may have some information for you after all.
Oh, that's marvellous.
After you left, I spoke to an old colleague of mine. His short-term memory is hopeless now, but there's nothing about the past he does not recall.
And he knows something.
It may be a false trail, but he said he used to know a man called Routh. Apparently his wife came from Corsica.
Routh, you said?
Aidan Routh.
Does he still live in the area?
It seems so.
Do you know how we can get hold of him?
Yes. They have a small holding the other side of the moors, up by Great Tor.
Great Tor. God, it's bitter. Imagine what it's like in winter, stuck up here with nothing but rocks all around. Oh,
look out. It's boggy there.
Oh, smoke coming from the chimney. Someone must be in.
Come on, then.
What are we going to say?
Don't you worry. You leave the talking to me. I'll try again.
Coming!
Good afternoon. Sorry to trouble you, but... Hello again. Small world. You gave us directions to Belston the other day.
Oh, yes, I remember. We get so many strangers in the shop this time of year. Found Rowan Cottage all right, did you?
Oh, yes, thanks. But I didn't remember it at all.
You picked a fine afternoon for a walk. You better come in and have a warm-up.
Oh, thank you.
Close the door quickly, or the wind will have the fire out.
Oh, a real log fire. Lovely.
We quite often get walkers knocking on the door. Lost your way, did you?
No, we came to see a Mr. Routh. I believe he lives here.
Yes. But he's out just now, seeing to the lambs.
Is his wife in? It's her we really wanted to see.
I am his wife.
Oh, but we thought that...
We understood that Mrs. Routh was Corsican.
Oh. You're talking about his first wife. She was from those parts.
Does she still live in Devon?
Lord, no. She went back to her own country years ago. Could never settle here. Why did you want to see her?
Oh, I think my parents might have known her.
We're looking up old family friends.
I doubt it. Martha didn't have any friends. She barely spoke the language.
I'll put another log on the fire.
This house must take a lot of heating. It's much bigger than it looks from the outside.
Yes. Goes back a long way. And then there's the attic and cellars.
Did Mr. Routh have any children by his first marriage?
No. Nor by his second. This is no place to rear a child. Oh, that'll be Aidan now. Will you do me a favor and not mention Martha to him? He's not a well man, and it'd only upset him.
Bloody dog. Going to be as useless as I am.
Aidan, we have visitors.
Hello.
Hello.
They came by to ask the way.
Hikers, are you?
We took the wrong turn coming down Yes Tor.
You're not the first.
Well, we better be going. Thank you for your hospitality, Mrs. Routh.
Enjoy the rest of your stay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Watch you keep to the path on the left.
The latch needs repairing. Oh, sit down. Let me take off your boots.
Just stop pampering me. I'm not on my deathbed yet. Don't take no notice, Judith.
You shouldn't have gone out. I could have seen to the lambs.
That day I can't go out. I might as well be dead. What else have I got?
You've got me.
Ciucciarella, non s'ancontu ti adoro. Le tue belle gai, le tue colani in oro. Ciucciarella, zucchiata,
colana. You mommy! Look, I don't care what she said. There was a child there once.
You can't be sure of that.
Yes, I can. That creaking sound in the dream, I know what it was.
What?
Did you notice the basket by the fire, the one with the logs in?
Vaguely.
It was an old cradle.
Oh, you're imagining things.
No.
Even if it was, it could have been coincidence. Doesn't mean to say
Oh, and was it coincidence that his first wife was Corsican?
All right, I admit that.
Or that I felt uneasy when I first saw Grey Tor. I'm going back there tomorrow. I must speak to him on his own.
I really don't think
that's... I must, Sam. Hello? Mr. Routh?
Huh? Oh, it's you. Stop that, Caesar. Off with you. Your young man not with you?
Oh, he's gone to see a friend in Exeter. I thought I'd walk up here again.
Judith's not in. She works in Zeal weekdays.
Yes, I know. It's you I wanted to see.
Huh? Why's that?
Well, I'm hoping you can give me some information. Could you spare me a few minutes?
We'd best go in the house. I'll take some logs while I'm about it.
Oh, let me give you a hand.
You know I can manage.
No fire today.
No, but we always keep a good supply of logs in. Weather can be treacherous up here. So what's this information you want?
Well, does the name Lara Holden mean anything to you?
I don't think so. Should it?
About 25 years ago, when she was a baby, she was abducted from her parents' home in Belston. I'm trying to trace the woman who did it.
Left it a bit late, haven't you?
I hope not.
I suppose you're from some tabloid newspaper.
Oh, no.
And what's your interest in the business?
I am Lara Holden.
Well, I'm afraid I can't help you. I don't even recall the incident.
Are you sure, Mr. Routh? You see, I have reason to believe that the woman who took me was foreign. I understand that your first wife was Corsican.
Oh, I see. That makes her a baby snatcher, does it?
Oh, no.
I suppose the locals have been gossiping. Didn't they cause her enough misery when she was here? I can understand you're wanting to know what happened to you, but you're barking up the wrong tree. Martha was the last person who'd steal a baby. She didn't even want children. Not after what she'd been through herself.
Yet she bought a cradle.
What?
The wood basket there.
Well, that old thing? We got that at a sale in Tavistock a couple of years back. For logs. And if you'll take my advice, you'll forget all about this business.
I can't.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's your problem. Now, if you don't mind, I've got work to do.
Oh, Ciucciarella, non sai quanto ti adoro. She used to sing that, didn't she?
What? How did you?
It keeps coming back to me. I have these nightmares. That's what started me looking for her. Please, help me.
Oh, all right, all right. You might as well know. I was in the Navy before I settled down here. My grandfather left me this place. I met Martha when we went ashore in Corsica. Her parents had died when she was a child, and she'd been brought up by a brute of an uncle that abused her from the age of 5.
Oh, how dreadful.
I thought I was rescuing her. All I brought her was more misery.
She wanted a baby, did she?
More than anything. Something of her own, she used to say. Well, it wasn't to be. And she got more and more worked up about it. And living up here with no friends, me out all day.
It must have been very lonely.
She went off out of her mind in the end. Kept wandering around, singing that damn lullaby. Then, the time you're talking about, I'd been away doing the sheep markets, and when I came back, I found her with a baby. You. And all this hue and cry going on.
But the police must have been up here, surely. It said in the papers they'd searched all over.
She hid you in the cellar.
Oh, of course. The echoes.
But I didn't know what to do. Couldn't inform the police. I was afraid they'd put her in a mental home. She couldn't have stood that.
So you took me to the hospital?
Well, I knew you'd be in safe hands there.
And afterwards?
Our marriage went from bad to worse. She kept accusing me of taking away her baby. In the end, she went back to her own country. And I divorced her 3 years later when I met Judith.
Does she know about it? Judith?
No. And she mustn't. Ever.
She won't. I promise. Oh, thank you for telling me, Mr. Routh. You never know how grateful I am. Oh, that poor man. Living with it all these years and never being able to talk about it. Even to Judith.
Must have been a weight off his shoulders, as well as yours.
Oh, Sam. I feel free at last.
It shows in your face. The tension's gone.
Well, that could be the candlelight. Or the champagne.
And you look beautiful.
Oh, I'm sorry I've been such a pain. Now we can enjoy our holiday.
Should we go up now? I fancy an early night.
Yes. You know, it'll be the first time since the accident I've slept right through.
It wasn't sleep I was thinking of.
Going.
Out. What does it look like?
At this hour.
I couldn't sleep. No point just lying there, waiting for the daylight.
Then let me get my coat. I'll come with you.
Look, for God's sake, I don't need a minder.
I thought it would be nice to watch the sunrise together.
I need to be on my own.
Don't cut me out. Please, Aidan.
You go back to bed. I won't be long.
You're going up there again, aren't you?
No.
I thought it was all over with.
Do you think I want it to go on?
Well, I'm beginning to wonder.
Something must have happened to me while I was with her.
Like what? You were unharmed.
Well, physically, perhaps. But there must have been something, though, something that frightened me.
Well, of course you were frightened. You were with a stranger in a strange place.
It was more than that, I'm sure. Whatever it was made me block it all out. I have to know.
Oh, for crying out loud. What are we supposed to do? Take a trip to Corsica and find the bloody woman?
Don't shout at me, please. There were people shouting in the dream.
Look, let's go back to London. I'm sure things will seem different once you're home.
And if they're not...
Then we'll get help.
You mean psychiatric help?
If necessary.
So, you think I'm going crazy like her?
No, but I think you will do if you go on like this. You know all you need to know. Who took you and why?
I suppose so.
You've got to let it go now, Lara. For everyone's sake.
Yes. You're right. Let's go home.
Right. I've settled the bill. We can leave us... You're not packed yet.
Well, I won't be long. I was just writing a couple of cards to post on the way. Look, why don't you go and buy some groceries while you're waiting? Well, we need something for tonight.
Okay.
Oh, and could you buy some Devonshire cream for Mum while you're about it? They sell it at that shop near the church.
Right. See you later.
Yes. See you later.
Oh, hello there. Did you find the person you were looking for the other day?
Yes, thanks. We're off back to London shortly.
Well, I do hope you have a good journey.
Thank you. That grave over there.
Oh, you mean Robert Osborne's?
Was he the husband of old Mrs. Osborne?
Yes. He passed away 3 years ago. Sadly missed, as you can see, by a very large family, as well as all his friends.
Much loved by his wife, Madeline, his daughters, Annette, Ruth, Susan, and...
And a legion of others, friends as well as family. Oh, he was a delightful man. There are generations of Osbornes buried here, married and christened, too.
Vicar, could you spare me a moment?
Oh, Giuccarella... Non sai quanto ti adoro, le tue bellezze, le tue collane d'oro.
Sorry I took so long, love, but I bumped into the vicar and he... Lara? Lara?
Mr. Routh? Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, God. I didn't see you.
I was out the back.
The door was ajar, so I just...
No, it must have blown open. Latch needs repairing. And what do you want?
To speak to you again.
If it's to do with Marta...
Yes, it is.
I've told you what you wanted to know.
But there's more, isn't there?
What do you mean?
You didn't tell me everything.
Flame it out. What do you want? Every miserable detail?
I want to be able to sleep... At night, without being tortured by bad dreams. I want my life back.
If you ask me, it's a doctor you want to see.
Something else happened that day, didn't it?
Look, I've had enough of this.
Now, that day when you came back, there was a row, wasn't there?
What's so strange about that? Come back and find my wife with somebody else's baby. She claims that it's hers, won't let me near it. Of course we had words.
And then?
But then nothing. I calmed down. Persuaded her to give the baby to me. Then I... Took it down the hospital, like I told you.
No, there was a fight. You tried to take me from her.
I've had enough of this.
There was a struggle.
But Look, get out.
No, not until you've told
me. Look, I said get out before I...
Well, what? Hit me? Like you hit her? That's what happened, isn't it? You lost your temper with her. You knocked her down. She was lying there on the floor.
You're mad.
Well, there was blood.
It's all in your mind.
She was dead, wasn't she?
Of course she was.
Wasn't she? Oh, God. Oh, you better sit down.
Pills.
Where?
Jacket pocket.
Oh, here. Do you need water?
No. I'll be all right in a moment.
Oh, good morning.
Mrs. Routh, thank goodness you're here. I need your help.
What's the matter?
Laura's gone up to Grey Tor to see your husband. About Marta.
Oh, my God.
You did kill her, didn't you?
It was an accident. I swear it. It was the last thing I wanted to happen. She just lay there. The baby. You. Screaming.
Yes.
I tried to revive her, but... she hit her head on the fender there, and... there's nothing I could do. Later, I... took you down to the hospital.
And Marta, where did you...
bury her. Come with me. I'll show you. She's there. By that upright rock. The one that looks like a headstone. I buried her deep under the heather. I come up here most days. In spite of everything, I did love her. I want you to believe that.
Oh, I do.
If she'd been able to have a child...
Oh, it wasn't your fault. She couldn't.
Yes, it was. Although I didn't know it at the time. Only later, when Judith and I tried for a baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. You never told Judith about Marta's death?
No. I've told no one. Except you.
Aidan?
Laura!
Aidan, where are you?
God help him if he's done anything to her.
I'll look upstairs.
Laura!
You try the cellar.
There's no need for that.
Aidan.
Where's Laura?
I'm here. Mr. Routh was just making me a cup of tea. We needn't tell the police, need we? I mean, what's the point? It was an accident. And he's dying anyway. Why should we ruin Judith's memory of him? Why are you so quiet, Sam?
I'm trying to take it in.
We know the truth now. That's all that matters.
I'm not so sure we do.
What do you mean?
I don't think it was Aidan who killed Marta. Hello, Mrs. Osborne.
I have been expecting you both. Won't you come in? So, you know.
Judith Routh is your daughter, isn't she?
Yes. My youngest. She telephoned me just now. And I understand that Aidan has told you what happened to Marta.
Except he didn't tell me the truth, did he? It wasn't Aidan who caused her death. It was Judith. He was protecting her.
How did you know?
Well, I didn't to begin with. I believed his story. But then Sam found out that Judith's name was Osborne.
And that there was no record of her marriage to Aidan. Although your other daughters all married at that church. It set me thinking.
And when he told me that, everything started to fall into place. I realized that Aidan couldn't have done it, because it wasn't a man and a woman I heard rowing in my dream. It was two women.
Oh, those cursed dreams.
Yet it was you who put us on the trail by telling us that Aidan Routh had a Corsican wife.
Yes. Why?
You were so distressed that day when I played the lullaby. When I heard your story, I knew you would not leave the matter alone. I was afraid you would start stirring things up again unless you had an explanation. I thought that it would be enough for you to know that it was Martha who had taken you. I thought you would go away then. I never imagined you would find out the rest.
Well, what happened?
Judith always adored Aidan, even as a child. She used to live for the times he came home on shore leave. And then he brought Martha back. Well, Judith was shattered. She was only 17. I thought she would get over it in time, start to go out with boys her own age. But she never did. There was never anyone else for her. We sent her away to college in Exeter, and when she came back, she met up with Aidan again. His marriage was a disaster. Poor Martha was mentally unbalanced.
And they started seeing each other?
From time to time. But only as friends. Judith knew there could be no future for them together. Aidan is a good man. He would never have left Martha.
That must have been very hard on Judith.
It was. But she preferred that to not seeing him at all. She even used to visit Martha sometimes. The poor girl had no company.
And she visited her on that day?
Yes, and found her with the baby. She guessed at once what had happened. She tried to reason with her, but Martha wouldn't listen.
No! Leave her!
Give her to me, Martha!
No, she is mine!
You know that's not true. Let me take her back to her mother!
No, you will not take my baby!
You must let her go!
Lâche-la, la putain!
And then Martha went berserk and started to attack her.
Leave her alone!
Get off!
You must have seen it all happen.
Yes.
When Judith realized that Martha was dead, she telephoned me in a dreadful state. I went up there at once.
So it was you who took Laura to hospital?
Yeah, I went in by a side entrance. I knew no one would suspect me, even had they seen me. I was often in and out with one of my grandchildren or a pupil. And I was, of course, a pillar of society. Aidan returned that evening. We told him everything. We had to. And there was the body to be disposed of. He found some place to bury her. He never told us where.
No.
And after a few months, we let it be known that Martha had left him and gone back to her own country, and that Aidan was going to divorce her. Well, she had no family or friends who cared about her, so no inquiries were ever made. Until you came. A couple of years later, Judith changed her name by deed poll, and they pretended that they'd got married on holiday.
Did you tell your husband about it?
No. It was the only time I ever deceived him. Judith was his favourite daughter. You will not tell the police, will you? I do not mind for myself, but she has suffered enough, having to live all these years with her own guilt as well as with Aidan's. Unable to have children, living up there in that grim place with a constant reminder of what happened.
Why didn't they move away?
He could never leave Martha.
She was always there between them. And now Judith is to lose him altogether. He has only a few months to live.
I wish I'd never started all this.
No, no, it was time the truth was told, to you at any rate. And it is time you started to look forward instead of back.
Yes, it is.
Well, so now we know.
All those years. So many secrets. So many lies. And not just theirs, either. Mum and Dad, too. If I hadn't heard that song, I'd never have known. We'll always be honest with each other, won't we?
Always. Ready to go home now?
Yes, please. And Sam, do you think Dave's house will still be on the market?
Ciuciarilla, non sai quanto ti adoro, le tue bellezze, le tue collane in oro.
Last Refrain was written by Jill Higham. Lara was played by Tracy Wiles, Sam by Ben Crowe, Aidan by John Turner, Judith by Elizabeth Bell, and Mrs. Osborne by Mary Wimbush. Marjorie, Tessa Worsley, Dave, Stephen Critchlow, the Vicar, Johan Meredith, and the receptionist, Becky Hindley. The music was composed by Paul Arnold. Past Refrain was directed by Cherry Cookson.